Resurrection of Jesus Christ according to St. John. John chapter 20. And on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene cometh early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and she saw the stone taken away from the sepulchre. She ran therefore, and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went out, and that other disciple, and they came to the sepulchre. And they both ran together, and that other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And when he stooped down, he saw the linen cloths lying, but yet he went not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and saw the linen cloths lying, and the napkin that had been about his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but apart, wrapped up into one place. Then that other disciple also went in, who came first to the sepulchre, and he saw, and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. The disciples therefore departed again to their home. But Mary stood at the sepulchre without weeping. Now as she was weeping, she stooped down, and looked into the sepulchre. And she saw two angels in white, sitting, one at the head, and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laid. They say to her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. When she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and she knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, thinking it was the gardener, saith to him, Sir, if thou hast taken him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith to her, Mary. She, turning, saith to him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith to her, Do not touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene cometh and telleth the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and these things he said to me. Now when it was late that same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst, and said to them, Peace be to you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad, when they saw the Lord. He said therefore to them again, Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. Now Thomas, one of the 12, who is called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be to you. Then he saith to Thomas, Put in thy finger hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith to him, Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. Many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name. John chapter 21. After this, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself after this manner. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, who was called Didymus, and Nathanael, who was of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith to him, I go a-fishing. They say to him, We also come with thee. And they went forth and entered into the ship, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said to them, Children, have you any meat? They answered him, No. He saith to them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it, for the multitude of fishes. That disciple therefore whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. Simon Peter, when he heard that it was the Lord, girt his coat about him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they came to land, they saw hot coals lying, and a fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith to them, Bring hither of the fishes which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up, and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus saith to them, Come and dine. And none of them who were at meat durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish in like manner. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. When therefore they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again, Simon son of John, lovest thou me? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he had said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to thee, when thou wast younger, thou didst gird thyself, and didst walk where thou wouldst. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and lead thee whither thou wouldst not. And this he said, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had said this, he saith to him, Follow me. Peter, turning about, saw that disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, who is he that shall betray thee? Him therefore, when Peter had seen, he saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith to him, So I will have him to remain till I come. What is it to thee? Follow thou me. This saying therefore went abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. And Jesus did not say to him, He should not die, but, So I will have him to remain till I come. What is it to thee? This is that disciple who hath given testimony of these things, and hath written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written every one, the world itself, I think, would not be able to contain the books that should be written.